Greetings, Rich.
Welcome to the Holy Shift podcast. I'm just getting started. How are you? Everybody's missing this morning. All my regulars. I haven't seen anybody. Nobody's on the pod. I'm doing awesome. Usually I'll just pull a daily card in another podcaster's live cast, and there's nobody really on. So I figured I'd come on and see if we can get anybody in here. I will pull a daily card if you're up to hanging around for a minute. I'm going to share the show. I'm going to enter on my other name and share the show. See if we can get anybody in here. Maybe do a one or two sample card readings for people. But we'll see how the flow goes. So, Sunday. It's nothing but church shows. That was horrible. My bad. It's nothing but church shows today. And I got on my phone, okay? I had to look at my phone and yeah. That's how I share. It doesn't share correctly on the PC. So we'll get a couple people in here. We'll see who we can get in here. And get the day going. I want to pull a daily card. Do you have a number in mind? And we can pull from whatever deck you choose. I'm just inviting a bunch of people at the moment. Seeing if anybody comes through this morning. I've seen a couple of people up and on the move and on social media so far. I was up. My hours were so ridiculous last night. Number five, we'll get with number five. I fell asleep way early. And then I was up at like 12 until like 4. It was ridiculous. Horrible. It wasn't bad, but yeah. So I think I invited a few people. I think we can get some people in here. We'll see if they come on in. And we'll pull from number 5. There's so many people on this list. I need to just have one group list. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so bad with this. Anyway, so we'll switch the music up. We'll do... So Angel Answers is the next deck, is the deck number 5 that you chose. And if you have a question or some sort of guidance you need on something, have that in mind. And since you're like the only one here, then it'll be especially guided towards you and your energy. So you're just lucking out this morning, right? My music does not want to load. Only my intro. Arch. So see, you got some more energy in here. It's all good. You chose the deck. It's still focused. How are you, Arch? I just decided to go on, and we're trying to wait for my music to load. It's being really kind of funny right now. Definitely. I am as well. Like, everything is shifting, and it seems intimidating when you're in the thick of it because it's new and it's a different type of feeling. Yet that's where the magic happens, right? In the unexpected places and the unexpected feelings. I'm lighting my sage real quick because I just want to clear some energy out. So we're going to pull from deck 5 is the deck that Rich chose, and that is the Angel Answers deck. And if you guys have a question or have some sort of topic or idea that you want. They're already getting on for Canadian. My bad. I just had my neighbor walk in my house. Anyway, so if you have any question or any guidance that you would like, at the moment, my neighbor's my mother, if you didn't know, so it's not that bad. Just put that in the air and have it in your mindset, and we'll pull the card. Apparently, I'm gonna go visit my brothers halfway. They decided to come halfway and not tell us that they were leaving until right now, which I did not even plan on going, but I guess I'm going. We love family, right? So open your mindset, and I'm connecting with all of you out there, the collective, and especially the ones here in the live room. And we're gonna grab a message for the day, the daily card today, and we're just shuffling the Angel Answers deck. And if you would like clarity on a topic or would like a sample card read, whenever you see me live on Podbean, or if you catch this and download it when I'm not live, you can connect with me at wholeeshift.com, holyshift.com. I am on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well. We have the Gmail account as well. All of these connections are on holyshift.com, and holy shit, we've got a couple cards that jumped out. So let's pick those up. So today we must choose a different direction. Trust your intuition. So we've been having some feelings about a situation or an idea or a decision that we need to make. And I feel like there's conflicting thoughts or conflicting ideas with like the mindset and the heart space. So they're not in alignment. They're not coherent. They are not connected and unified thinking in one, in unison, right? So you have to maybe meditate, ground yourself, take a moment, listen to some music that's good energy, that raises your vibration, get your crystals out. This card, Trust, it has like a angel being lit up behind it, and then like a higher self or Jesus, and then the person, and then there's crystals beside them. There's a field of flowers behind them. It's like a lake, and it almost reminds me of my area where I'm at. I live up near Yosemite National Park, and it looks kind of like that in the springtime. And there's deer, and there's a fairy, actually, a bird. So all of these are symbols and signs. And when you see them, you get these thoughts or these feelings about things. When you see different signs and symbols, the crystals, when you get the feelings, when you touch these things, or when you have them in your vision, or when you think of them, you have to trust that thought, that intuition, that first feeling, right? You've got to stop questioning yourself. You already know that there's another path you must take. So trust yourself that new direction is the one that you need to bounce off to. Thank you, Eric. You're amazing. Thank you for the gift. Trust yourself that you know what's best for you. Trust yourself, even if you're not sure why you're getting this nagging feeling that you must do this thing instead of that thing, or you have to talk to that person, or you have to turn that way in the grocery store, or whatever it may be. Choose that new direction, not the typical one you would take. Because you've been getting that nagging feeling, you got to trust that feeling that you've got to do a little bit something different, right? Something just a tiny bit differently. Follow your intuition. Trust yourself. Take that new direction, because it's going to bring you to something greater than you can imagine. Some big things happening if you allow them to. We get in our own way and we think too much. And that's when we pinch ourselves off from those blessings and those new creations and that in that awesome manifestation that we've been waiting for, but we keep like putting our emotions and feelings on it, and so it clouds how we get it, or it clouds our judgment or our vision, and we don't follow those signs and symbols, right? So trust yourself. When you get that feeling about somebody, trust yourself. When you get that feeling about anything, trust yourself. Make sure you're coming with a sound mind and heart together, but trust yourself. How is everybody today on this marvelous Sunday morning? Nobody was on air. I decided to go on air to see how everybody was doing. If anybody's needing a sample card, I'm more than happy to pull one for you. What have you been up to, Arch? See, you've been doing big things. I don't even know what you tagged me in earlier. I should check that out. Hi, Bri. So, I am working on a couple of different things that I need to complete. And I have so much procrastination, and maybe I do need to trust myself that it's not reading the book. I need to listen to something, or maybe I need to talk instead of typing it. It's a little, you know, gauging where you're at type of situation. And it's always frustrating for me to put where I'm at. I don't know. It's good to see where you're at and see what's going on with yourself, like financially, with the business, with your personal life and all those different things. But yet when you get in the thick of it, it's just something that you don't want to deal with sometimes. But it's good to evaluate so you can come back and do it in a year and see the progress you've made. I would like to know how many of you have made progress, whether it be mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, through 2020, despite outside shit. Just a raise of hands. Were you able to transmute the crazy energy of the year into something functional for yourself? Something that helps evolve you? We always got to take that time, even if it's crazy and scary sometimes. We got to take that time in to shift how we see things and see the bigger picture. I was looking at this picture today. It was like a 4-century-year-old topiary maze in Spain, I believe. And so if you would have walked into this maze, you would have seen nothing but like shrubs and bushes or whatever it may have, whatever kind of things were in there right there, right? Steels, what's up? How have you been? I haven't seen you in forever, it seems like. I've been MIA. Okay, so if you would have walked in there on the ground, you would have seen nothing but like the shrubs, right? However, they had the perspective of being in the air and looking down on this maze. And it's in like a courtyard. It only shows part of this picture, but it's in like a courtyard of stone and brick and everything. But inside the maze is beautiful like designs made with the shrubs and stuff. And it's overgrown so much that you could not get in through there. However, the beauty that it created, it's just taking a new perspective and seeing it in a different perspective, seeing things from a different point of view. And it was really a pretty situation. I'll try to find it and post it on the story on Instagram because it was really quite beautiful. So happy New Year, Steels. How have you been? How's the family? What kind of picture is up there? What is your picture right now? He looks cross-eyed. Who is it? Football. He kind of looks cross-eyed from my angle. I don't know if it's just my computer or what. He is cross-eyed. Maybe they need to smack him upside the other side of the head with the football. So where is everybody? What's everybody doing? Everybody's still sleeping from the party last night I missed? You're so mean, Steels. How vicious of you. Welcome back, Rich. So the two cards I pulled, the two cards that jumped out were Trust and Choose a New Direction. I appreciate you, Arch. Thank you for showing love. And be sure to share whenever Ma or you go on, because I always see it after the fact. Yes, trust and choose a new direction. You have been having this intuition and these feelings that, you know, maybe this path or this choice that you've been dealing with is... Much love, Arch. Thank you for your support. I appreciate you. That you should take a different path, or you should choose a different direction, or make a different choice. And you are supported. Trust yourself and choose that new direction is what the cards are telling us today. If anybody wants a private card, I can do that. Again, I do private readings. I have gift certificates. You can connect with me at wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com, to get that done. I think I'm going to pull one more card. Somebody give me a number. I don't know why. Just want to. Be a general read. Number 7. Okay. We'll pull this next card and then I'm going to have to head out because I guess I'm meeting my brothers halfway there. Yeah. They come from Nevada. I'm in California. We meet halfway. They've already left. They didn't tell nobody. They just said, hey, we're already on our way. We haven't spent any time for the holidays. So, like, we're, yeah. Anyways. So that's the Gateway Oracle Steals. So how's the family been? You said the family's good. You had a good new year and everything. Your dad used to do that all out the blue. Just call and say, I'm on my way. Meet me here. Give you no time. I'm like, y'all are going to wait a little minute because I need a shower. I've been lazy this morning. And the kids are still asleep. You know, the one kid was up until like 2 in the morning or later. I had woke up at 12. Like, I went to sleep way early. It was ridiculous. He was, but he's good now. What was going on with him? Oh. He's got everything under control. No more salt and all that shit. My mom has 2 stints. Welcome, Samuel, to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we are pulling one more card today. You're doing a daily card read. The first card was Trust. Second card was Choose a New Direction. You've been feeling a nagging feeling. You've been having that intuition or that thought to take a new direction. Oh, yes. Defibrillator. Well, hopefully it's all corrected. Those are scary. I knew somebody, my great, had one of those. Just like smack it and it'll start beating right. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. You know, I would not do that. So the card that came out, as we trust and choose that new direction, we're going to definitely step into our power very confidently. Right? Hey, that's what you do with any anything that's mechanical that doesn't work. The first thing you do is just smack it, right? Just a little bit to make sure it just needed to be knocked up. I don't know why we do that, but that's what so my battery and my key was dying, right? And so because I'm a procrastinator, I had the money. It's not like I didn't. I had time to go do it. I just procrastinate. And so a lot of times I come out the store or go out to get in my car and the shit would not unlock. Or I'd try to go get something out of my car and it would not unlock. And I kept hitting it, just hitting it against my hand or hitting it against something, the key, knock it upside its head or whatever, and then it'd work. And pretty soon it wasn't working, so I went and got the battery the other day. But so the cards today say trust. Trust that feeling. Trust yourself. You have support. Your higher guides, angels. You have hidden support. You must choose that new direction because you're not going to get a different result doing the same thing you've always done, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Once you decide to take that step into the new direction, once you call your power back to you and take that step, the next card was coming into power. And just the play of these cards, you guys, when you look on the Instagram, it has the first card is like, it's an angel figure, the mother, could be Mary. And then Jesus behind this human man, right? The energies of these people or of these spirits, of these ascended masters is behind this human form. And then in the next card, this like angel or this guide is pointing this female towards the sky. And it, not even towards the sky, but to this light. And there's a portal there. There's a bunch of people watching, but it's showing you that there's a new direction. You don't need to follow what everybody else is doing. You get to choose the direction. And once you do, the next card is coming into power. I step into my power boldly and confidently. And it's this woman figure or this human figure standing there on the top of the mountain. And there's, it's like a tree that is curved. So when a tree grows kind of awkwardly, that's from the wind and the elements beating it up, right? But it's still standing. So you've went through a lot of this stuff and you've ignored yourself. You've ignored your intuition. You haven't taken your full step. You haven't empowered yourself. But once you choose that new direction, you will step into your power confidently. You're coming into your true power, you guys. We all are. This year is a major shift. It's change. It's my bad. Okay, there we go. We're coming into our power and stepping confidently into it. This whole last year has shown us, despite all the bullshit, we are strong and we can trust ourselves and we will fall and find out. We may not fall. We will fall into the right path for ourselves, maybe. That's where the fall into. We're stepping into our power, trusting our intuition, right? I appreciate you all for coming. I will definitely post these three cards on the Instagram and a description, a small snippet of the read. Welcome, Juju and Mike. I was just going to close it out too. I love you all and I appreciate you all. So I'll tell you what the cards are first, since you two just came in here, okay? So we need to trust ourselves. I will also post these on Instagram and do a quick read. Trust ourselves, trust our intuition. We've been getting the hit or the feeling that we need to take a new step, take a new direction, shift how we do things, shift our thought on something. we need to take a different direction in achieving our goals or in that topic that we need. It's not always the goals right now. So for some of you, it's not just taking a step to achieving that goal, but a state of mind, a feeling, having just that calm feeling, letting go of the anxiety, maybe. Choose that new direction. You are powerful. Empower yourself. Because once you trust your intuition and take that step in that new direction, turn that one way in the on the street or in the grocery store, call that person or talk to that one person, and you know that you have a feeling that you should talk to and don't know why. Whatever it may be, take that new direction. Take that new choice, because you'll step into your power once you do. That's the third card. So trust, choose a new direction, and once you do, you will step into your power, making that choice for yourself. Despite all the crap you've been through, you'll come into your power boldly and confidently. Okay? So I love you all. Don't forget to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can get all of those links at wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com. And I will see you all out and about. I will publish this show as soon as it allows. And thank you for joining me today. Much love. Let's shift our perspective and our focus, you guys. We got this. We're stepping into our power.